The battle over talent in the tech industry heated up about 10 years ago and has only gotten hotter. That means millennials in tech are being greeted with new opportunities. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton looks at four aspects of young workers and young companies. In this segment, the discussion is about not just who is hiring, but how they are hiring.
Hi there, and thanks for tuning in. The data show that the labor market is firming up, that people who want to find work are finding it, that wages are even moving upward a little too. One of the hottest hiring sectors, of course, is technology. Recent graduates and startup companies are still moving forward with a lot of momentum. This week on Techonomics, we are theming the show around new hires and new companies. The four segments are a life cycle of a new business or a new career. There's the knowledge and technique of targeting a job and nailing the interview. Then we look at a hot new tech sector, period. Third, we have the importance of the right culture and norms that are situated in a new company. And finally, the exit. When companies are sold or merge, that can be a fearful time for employees. First, we begin with what a new would-be employee needs to have in hand when she or he meets with that decision maker, meets for that initial interview. Here's my chat with a talent specialist and executive.
Heather Johnston, Senior Regional Vice President Robert Half.
Friend of the show, Heather. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Always good to have you. I love when you can come in the studio. It always goes so much more dynamically. But you are here with some serious hard data, and mostly it's for millennials or people on the, not beginning of their career, I guess, but like just getting their sea legs, right, on their career path. Right. And I'm just going to let you tell me in your voice the research and the findings that you have.
Yeah, so I think it's interesting that most of the CIOs are saying, look, we're not just looking for someone that comes out of college. We're looking for people who have a little bit diversified skills, meaning they've actually come out of college, they've taken an internship. We're looking at people who have actually gone and done hackathons, build apps. I mean, there's other things that people are interested in, and people who play video games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times did our parents say put the video game down? For my generation, it was Pac-Man, but now it's Minecraft and some of those other things.
Right.
But we're looking at these types of candidates and saying, what kind of value can they bring? A lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we're looking at these candidates for virtual advertising, for development, coding, things like that. So we want to hear about actually gamers.
So non-traditional acquisition of skills that are beyond the 4 years, right? So you, I heard you say internship in there too. So let's drill into that a little bit. Like what kind of internships are most valuable coming out? I mean, what should they be shooting for?
I think that you need to find an internship that's going to be in the field that you want it to be,
right,
that you want to work in.
Right.
You know, you're not just going to take one where it's a big company, but it's not in the, it's in marketing, but you want to get into tech.
I see.
You know, so you really want to get an internship that's in line. Don't worry about the pay.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to take a free internship and you're going to be in the path and the direction that you want to be in, take it.
So the cachet coming from, say, an A-list company doesn't necessarily translate into value for your career path.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
Cool. Now, you mentioned hackathons as well. Now, those seem like a lot of fun. You know, F8 is based on that, you know, the 8-hour overnight hacks for Facebook. So there must be some kind of value path there because Facebook's doing okay, you know, as a company. what kind of hackathons are they looking for? Are there anything specific or is it just knowing that you can do that?
So they want to see what you're doing outside on your personal time. I mean, before we used to look at candidates and say, wow, were they playing athletics and a team player and sports? And those are the types of things that we were looking for outside of a resume and outside of school. But now it's like, are they going to hackathons on the weekend? Have they enrolled in a coding boot camp?
Mm.
What are the projects that they were doing in school? So we're really interested in hearing about those. What kind of apps have they built on their own? A lot of students, while they're in school, are building apps. And CIOs are really interested in taking a look at that, at the depth of the app that they built.
Would you consider a hackathon or a proclivity to do that type of thing a soft skill, or is it a combination of soft and hard skills?
I think it's a combination of soft and hard. It really tells the company who you are and what you're interested in doing on your personal time. And then there's so many skills that are gained at hackathons, and we sponsor them all the time, and we're looking for candidates.
Very cool. Actually, I'd like to pull back. This, we'll call this a teachable moment because I think that I need to know the difference between a hard skill and a soft skill. I think I get it, but from where you sit, it's very specific.
It is.
I don't know, a teachable moment.
It could be a teachable moment for them. This
ends up being what's called a teachable moment.
And so hard skills, I'm guessing things that I train on, things that I'm tested on, things that I'm jamming on dead week for finals, and soft skills are the things we're talking about. They're kind of extracurricular, but kind of in line with my hard skills.
That's exactly right. Okay. What do you like to do on your personal time?
Right.
You know, what are the things, what are your interests? And if your interests are, you know, when you were 9 and you were pulling apart of a computer and trying to put it back together again, I want to know that.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Or were you out playing baseball? There's nothing against athletics, but it's just, if I'm looking at someone in tech, I want to see that they are interested in right. that on their personal and as well as their work time.
You know, the stereotype when I was applying for college was you had to show a little bit of interest in almost everything. You
yeah.
needed to be a renaissance kind
right.
of person. With the tech sector, you don't have to be like
more
laser.
Narrow.
Yeah, it is more narrow, right? I mean, the stereotype, of course, is somebody coding in their basement alone all day. Not necessarily that,
right.
But somebody a little more experience in the real world kind of thing, but not necessarily just somebody who's ticking off boxes,
right.
summa cum laude, baseball team, basketball
right.
team, track.
Yeah, and that's why hackathons are great, because you have to work in a group. And there's different skill sets that come together when you're working in a group trying to build something. And so when you can talk about the success of the project that you built at those hackathons, and then what was your role within that group?
Right.
Were you PMing it? Were you like the project manager of it all?
Right.
Were you doing the hardware side, the software side when you were building this at the hackathon? They want to know that.
Yeah, and your contribution to that group is right. not just your skill, but it's your understanding of how the organism works.
And how you'll work in their organization.
Right.
It's very telling of how you worked in another social event like a hackathon.
All right, let's get into some brass tacks for recent graduates, okay? You got any mm-hmm. tips for people looking for work in IT?
I would say,
other than the ones we just discussed.
You know, I think there's a lot of boot camps out there that you can join, anywhere from 12 to 24 week programs mm-hmm. in addition to going to school. I think there's a lot of network meetup groups where you can go and learn some of the top programming language like Java, PHP, JavaScript, all of those. You need to have a little bit more depth than just learning one programming language. And if you're doing those things on the weekend or taking side courses, mm-hmm. we want to hear about it.
Well, let's stay here for a second, because you mentioned meetups, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that brings to mind socials, right? And leveraging your own social networks, not necessarily your Facebook posts, but your social
right.
network, right? Are decision makers looking at that opportunity or that skill within candidates?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're in a meetup right now, if you're in a PHP meetup or a Python, you know, meetup, and where you get together and you're talking with like-minded individuals, they want to hear about that. But you're also going to meet people who are currently working in that field, which most likely could get you a job at the dream company that you want to work in.
Okay.
There's a lot of hiring managers sitting in those meetups.
Okay, let's talk about the package you need to present to decision makers as a candidate. What are we looking at now? It used to be keep your resume to one page, mm-hmm. and it was printed out, you know, on dead trees, but now it seems to be a little bit different. So what is trending right now when it comes to making yourself more attractive as a candidate?
So I think at the top of your resume, you need to talk about the projects that you're working on. People aren't as interested as I was at this company for the last 4 years. They want to hear about the projects that you were working on at those companies. They want to hear about your tech stack that you have. What kind of programming languages do you know? What mm-hmm. type of tech stacks have you worked on in the past? You know, have you attended hackathons? Have you won? You know, what type of apps have you built? They're going to want to see a lot of that. So it's not about just bringing in a piece of paper anymore. You probably need to bring in your laptop.
And just turn it around, or hopefully
absolutely.
create a moment.
Yep.
Right? Within the interview.
Create a moment. People are bringing in their phones so they can show the right. apps that they've built.
The proof of concept.
Absolutely. It's not just a piece of paper anymore.
Let's talk about that too for a second. Let's talk about the dynamic of an interview. Mm-hmm. How do you coach your candidates?
I think we coach our candidates in saying, we're going to sell you as a full package, especially if you're a new grad and you just came out of school.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need that. You need to talk about the projects that you did in school. You need to talk about maybe the app that you've built. So you're going to bring in your phone. You're going to bring in your laptop and show them and demonstrate work. Because your resume isn't going to sing to them, because there's not enough, you know, baked in there.
Not enough meat on the bone.
Yeah. You got to talk a little bit about things that you've done outside of school.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, did I miss anything that you wanted to cover? I mean, we covered your research, and fascinating stuff and really useful. And we have links to that on Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. It's also on KGORadio.com. Just look for this week's article where the links are going to be for Heather. What else did I miss? I always miss something.
No, I think it's great. I think that don't be afraid to let your kids play video games. I think that's something that we were, you know, shying away from for years. But even something like a Minecraft, I think, teaches kids urban planning. architecture.
Right.
I mean, there's things that they're learning to multitask when they're gamers.
That's why I gave my 7-year-old that video game controller for Christmas last year.
Exactly.
We're watching Minecraft on our 66 right now, but that's why I did that. So I'm glad to hear. I'm edified now. Thank you, Heather.
There you go.
Thanks for coming in.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
That was Heather Johnston. She's a senior vice president at Robert Half. The new survey from Robert Half polled chief intelligence officers at dozens of tech firms, and the research shows that CIOs value app creators, those who play and develop video games, or people who participate in hackathons, especially if those hobbies and skills are held by a recent graduate. You can check out roberthalf.com for more of their workplace research, or there's a link at facebook.com/techonomicsradio. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.